From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The final competition to determine the U.S. men's figure skating team in next month's Olympics begins tonight in Boston. And one hopeful for the Sochi Games is hometown favorite 22-year-old Ross Miner. His performance is meant to tell the story and convey the emotion of last year's Boston Marathon bombing. NPR's Tobias Smith has this profile.
Miner's had his challenges this year, pushing through an ankle injury to keep up his training some 60 hours a week, all in hopes of realizing his Olympic dream. In some ways, he says, tonight is easy.
I'm glad it's finally here. The waiting, I think, is the hardest part. And once you sort of get into the swing of it, it's like, okay, we're at competition now. This is normal. This is what we do.
Skating is a short program, Ross Miner.
Practicing this week, Miner sailed his way through a kind of ode to a childhood spent skating.
Come on, Ross.
Watching from the side, his mom, Gloria Miner, clenches her fist against her mouth at his every trick and tuck, while Ross just smiles his way through.
He does look like he's having more fun, doesn't he?
Yes. That's Ross Miner. That's how he is on an everyday basis.
His coach, Mark Mitchell, says Miner has always been both a determined athlete and what his mom calls a ham bone. But Mitchell says this year, Miner is showing off something different.
He's always portrayed some kind of character. He's Humphrey Bogart or did a surfing number. And, this year we said, he's portraying Ross Miner. He's being himself.
His long 4.5-minute routine tells his story through moves and music. Of being traumatized, then buoyed by the Boston bombing.
The opening is the running of the marathon itself. It's very patriotic. And then all of a sudden, there are these two discordant crashes that sort of just came out of nowhere. And then there's a section which is, to me, the immediate aftermath. It's sort of like you're watching it in slow motion and, oh my God, I can't believe this happened. Because I think that was everyone's emotion at the time. And then there's this very sharp, immediate music, which we always talk about as like the manhunt.
That part hits hard for Miner, who was locked down at home in Watertown where the suspects were on the loose.
It was crazy. There were armored vehicles driving down my street. I could hear the flashbangs going off and the helicopters were flying overhead. So it was surreal. And then really uplifting, proud, glorious music comes in. And to me, that was, the pride and the relief of knowing that we've got the people who did this to us and of being safe.
In an odd way, Miner says, having such a heavy story underlie his performance is calming.
This year has been a little bit up and down, and there were times where skating felt very big, and I was kind of under the weight of it. And then when I get on the ice to do this program, it takes almost a little bit of the pressure off because it's like, okay, it's figure skating. As stressed as I am, I keep in mind all of these people who have gone through so much and keeps it in perspective.
Miner never set out to be a figure skater. He first hit the ice as a kid playing hockey.
My mom was like, you've got to get out of the house. I was like 3 or something. And she was like, you're driving me nuts. Go burn some energy.
Miner saw the figure skaters at the rink and became hooked. Though, as his mom says, as with many boys in figure skating, there have been obstacles.
Sometimes, like in school, they would get things like, this isn't a sport because you have sequins or whatever. Because it is also theater. And it is somewhat more difficult to understand for people because of the scoring system, perhaps. Boys have said they've gotten teased in school that it's not a sport. Triple flip.
Yeah.
He can do it a little better, but it was
yes.
Because of his injuries, Miner says in Boston he'll only do a triple jump, not a quad. That'll change, he says, if he moves on to Sochi. But meantime, even with the stakes so high, Miner glides through his routines looking confident and calm.
We work on looking calm, I wouldn't say I'm calm, but I'm focused and ready to do my job.
And hopefully, Miner says, one more job in Sochi after this. Tovia Smith, NPR News, Boston.